You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a bad day for Jeremy, and I know that, and I recognize it.
Yeah,
he's
it is.
He's prepared for it.
Yeah.
He has to sit and wait and put up with me playing Groundhog Day drops.
It's my own personal hell. It's my own personal Groundhog Day.
It's his seventh level of hell.
It really is.
We'll get to that during the trending report, but you know, spoiler alert, Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow.
So. Yeah, he's all over the news right now. I see him on TV.
He sucks with his predictions, though, so we'll come back and talk about that in a little bit. Speaking of animals, though, there's a funny little story that's out. I saw the headline, and I thought, well, let's chat about this. The headline screamed, 58% of people are distracted by their pets during sex. Meaning the human sex. It's not.
Yeah, not the human sex.
You're not distracted by your dog.
Although I would be distracted if I saw a dog getting it on. I would be like,
but dogs try to get it on with everything. Even my cat, even Niles the weirdo, has a thing about this one particular blanket, and yeah. We've got to take the blanket away from him.
Yeah. And you always see those videos online of dogs humping pillows and
yes, it's
legs
crazy.
And whatever they can get their paws on.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about when you and your lover are getting busy, and do you get distracted by the pet? First of all, keep the damn animal out of the room.
They don't want to see that.
Number one.
They don't need to see that.
And why do you think I went all those years without having a pet?
Oh.
No distractions.
Those poor animals. I don't even like my dog seeing me get out of the shower, let alone that.
That sounds like
that mess.
You.
Yeah. Like, don't look
do
at me.
Do you cover up if it's just you and the dog in the house?
I do, yeah.
Still cover yourself?
Yeah, because I feel like the dog is judging me, especially from the angle she's looking up at, you know, from the floor. And think about it. I mean, there's judging going on in her little eyes.
63% of people say they have stopped the fun in mid-session because of their pet's increasingly unchill presence.
Well, yes, they start,
that's
you know.
That's two out of three.
They start whimpering or they jump up on you. And
God, I'm trying to think of ever in my life I've had that happen, and I don't think so. I haven't had pets a whole lot in my adult life. Like before Niles the weirdo, it was Sid, and that was up until 2000.
Yeah. I think cats are different. They might bolt out of the room when they hear this nonsense going on. Dogs probably like to watch.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Cats are like,
I don't
get
think
me
cats have
here.
Time for that. They're just like,
The cats generally like hide under the bed, and they wouldn't want to be under there either, so.
72% of pet parents, oh, what a term.
I'm a pet parent. This is my fur baby.
72% of pet parents say they do take some form of action to keep their pet occupied or force them out of the bedroom when the mood strikes.
What do you do? Set up your phone in front of them with Animal Planet on or something? Turn on a YouTube video for them?
Hey, you know, I got to say, I saw a story the other day. It was talking about what cats, was it just cats or pets in general? Anyway, it was like what they prefer to watch on TV.
Oh, I saw that.
And one of them was sports. And the very funny thing is that Niles the Weirdo has a thing about watching football.
Okay, yeah.
Where he will get up on the TV stand thing, and he will sit there, and he will watch the action. You can see his head going back and forth.
Sure.
A lot of movement. He doesn't do it with other sports. I've put a basketball game on before. He has no interest, and there's even more movement in basketball. There's something about the football players that he watches.
Like
and
little,
then he'll
like
reach
ants
up
on the screen, you know. There's a lot of movement, so.
Yeah, if there's a guy running down the field, he'll reach up with his paw, and he'll try to get them. I mean.
Yep. I think NASCAR was on the list, too, and I get that one, too, with the cars zipping around. They're probably batting at the cars. If I recall.
So maybe that's how people are, as they say here, taking some form of action to keep their pet occupied. You could be turning on, like there's also a YouTube channel. Like if you put YouTube on your TV, there's what they call cat TV, where
yes,
like birds fly by
and
squirrels and stuff like that. So,
and I would imagine you have to be fairly careful, like if you're bringing somebody home for the first time or whatever, and you have a big, you know, German shepherd or something, you probably have to be concerned that they might attack, you know, like it fears that you're in danger or something, you know?
Right.
You don't know how the dog's going to react.
That's
so
right.
You got to be careful. You don't want to, you know, your foot bitten during that.
There was a friend of mine. She was not a girlfriend, but she was a girl friend. And I remember I only went to her house a couple of times. Both times, I was always wary because she had one of those cats that just attacks people.
Okay.
Like I've never had an attack cat, but some people do where you walk in and they will like scratch you and
jump on you. Yeah.
And so it was, I could only imagine if she brought a lover over what that would be.
That cat would be all over you.